We'll now hear Aidan Collier, Department of Philosophy, Ethics in Computer Games.
In single-player computer games, can a player's actions be morally right or wrong? On the one hand, there's the persistent view that some games and types of gameplay are at the very least ethically dubious. On the other, there's the view that games are, after all, only games. As this argument goes, since none of what happens is real and no one gets hurt, then how can anything you do in a computer game really be immoral? The aim of my research is to clarify and answer these questions through an analysis of gameplay itself. First, I argue for a new way of understanding computer games that avoids the methods used for understanding media, like books and film. Computer games are games, and as such, they're more like sports than movies, with their own kind of logic and arguably their own set of values. Next, I develop a distinction between gameplay and simulation. Gameplay is when we choose to overcome unnecessary obstacles to achieve some outcome. For example, playing basketball requires a willing commitment to a very inefficient means to getting basketballs into hoops. This may seem like a very simple point, but it has some interesting consequences. For my purposes, it highlights the importance of attitude in making games what they are. If a person were to enter a bike race simply because they wanted to cycle from town A to town B very quickly, without any cars or pedestrians in the way, they wouldn't really be racing. They'd be using the race to experience a relatively open road. Similarly, a person can use a computer game to experience something else, perhaps to model some real-world state of affairs. This is simulation. Now, many games incorporate elements of simulation, but to treat a game as such would make you more like our cyclist, not a true participant. And since gameplay requires a participatory attitude, the intention to simulate can end an instance of gameplay. Now, with this analysis, I have a very narrow but clear basis for judging the morality of gameplay. Put simply, treating a game as a simulation is wrong. It is taking something of value, a game, and negating it, kind of like taking a painting and turning it towards the wall. This gives us one answer to the claim that what you do in a computer game cannot be ethically evaluated. Furthermore, an understanding of simulation allows us to better understand the interaction between player and gaming content. This is because under conditions of simulation, the layer of play that normally complicates the relationship between player and content is removed, at least in part. In conclusion, my research offers a useful theory for what it means to appropriately engage with computer games, as well as a working psychological model for why some people consider certain games to be immoral. Specifically, it is when they perceive them to be potential simulators. These insights will bring clarity to discussions of ethics in computer games and will assist in the policy decisions that bear on them.